work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are going to apply said mask with a brush, but I don't. Okay. This is really aesthetic. Let's cover up the pimple first. Oh, that feels so good. Right now, you're not gonna wish that you had spent more time agonizing over your skin when you're 80 years old. Or maybe you will. I don't know. I've never been 80. Don't listen to me. Now I'm going to brush your hair back so that I can apply the face mask to you. And then now down your nose. Can you take me seriously? Well, you look just as funny as I do now. Hey friend, how are you doing? It's good to see you again. In today's video, we're going to do a face mask. Face mask. To give you a little bit of insight into my past week, I had the worst period that I've had in a really long time. Like, it came with a vengeance. And this is one of its little marks. So, we're gonna take care of our skin today and just, you know, relax and unwind. I believe there's a storm. Spring storm rolling in as we speak, so if the winds pick up and there's thunder and rain in the background, don't worry, we're expecting it. So I just want to say that I'm really happy that you're here. I'm happy that we get to hang out today, and I hope that this video brings a little bit of comfort into your life. I'm really happy you're here. My heart is so open to you right now. I feel good today. before we do the face mask, I'm going to get my hair out of my face. And I thought I would do the face mask to myself first and then apply it to you, so you can kind of see what we're doing. So cut my hair recently. I did it myself. I was just standing in front of the mirror before I a little bit of bathroom ASMR. Can you hear that? Okay, we're gonna leave that in. Also, I can't believe that someone is genuinely mowing their grass right now. It's about to storm, and they're out there just mowing away. Gotta love people. Anyways, as I was saying, just listening to the mowing, my hair. I was standing in front of the mirror right before I went to bed, and I was just like, you know what? It's time. I feel it. My husband's in the next room, and he's like, don't do it. You're gonna regret it. It's like, you know what? I'm not. It's time to cut it. So I did. And I think it's okay. Very cute angle. I'm gonna tie it in a low bun. Get rid of this ponytail because I don't need that. And now I believe that we are ready to apply the face mask. Any of it in my hair. Now, for those of you who have asked for my skincare routine, it's extremely minimal, but there are things that I do. Believe it or not, applying face masks is not a part of my routine. I rarely ever do it. I find a product that I really like, and honestly, I don't know if I'll like this product. It just, the more natural, the better. That's a requirement for me. There's a lot of ingredients on this one, but this is what I picked up because it's a cool color, and I thought the mask expert since 1976. Okay, well, we'll see. I thought that a cool color mask would just be fun. But yeah, I don't put on face masks very often, so don't let this deceive you. But this is the Anti-Stress Dead Sea Minerals Clay Mask for all types of skin. It instantly clears pores and balances for renewed skin, and it's a 10-minute mask. Only 10 minutes. So, we are going to apply said mask with a brush. I can't decide which brush I want to use. If I want to use this one, it's more firm bristles. Or if I want to use this one, has more like fluffy bristles. Which one do you want? Because I'll use that one for you and the other one for me. Okay, we're gonna use that one for you. Okay. My skincare routine. Okay, so I'm gonna talk about this as I make the face mask because I just feel like doing that. I currently only use one product and I've been using it since Christmas. And I think I like it. I haven't really noticed a big difference in my skin since using it. But I also, I don't know. So it's a exfoliating brush. I would get it, but I'm cleaning the little brushes that come as attachments to it. So it's kind of dismantled currently. But yeah, it has battery operated. Press a button, there's two settings, and you exfoliate your skin. It moves in a circular motion. It's really nice. I usually do it in the shower. And that's the only product that I use on a regular basis. And I don't know, like, take it or leave it. You can do whatever you want. Try not to, hold on, I can't multitask. Let's just focus. I'm gonna shake this up. I don't know if I'm supposed to. I try not to wash my face very often. So by very often, I mean once a day. If that, well, I don't know, that's like really, really gross. But I usually, like, if I'm not getting sweaty or getting dirty that day, like, I'll just let it be. Which, it definitely gets greasy when I do that, but I find that that's a really good way that my skin stays moisturized. So I would say that I do wash my face most days, but not every day. And that's intentional. Like, I'm not just being lazy. I really don't think it's good to wash your face too much. Unless, of course, if you're out and about, you're getting dirt on your face, you live in a city, maybe it's better that you do wash your face every day. But I don't. Okay. This is really aesthetic. So yeah, if I do, oh, I like that, sweet. If I do wash my face, it's once a day, and I find that I only really wash it in the shower too, because, I don't know, I'm in the shower, I think about it. So that would be my number one tip, is do not overwash your face. But again, everyone has different skin types, so that might be absolutely terrible advice for you. So just experiment with it. Try washing your face only once a day. And then see if you need to do it even that much. Okay, you're ready. I absolutely love this. Maybe I should do this more often. feels so soothing. Apparently you're not supposed to get it too close, like to your eyes. So I'm gonna make sure that I leave a big space. Because that part of your face is really sensitive. I gotta adjust the way I'm sitting. Okay. The next thing that I do to take care of my skin is I never sleep on the same surface two nights in a row. That might be kind of extreme, but once I have slept on one side of the pillowcase, I flip it over for the next night. And once I've slept on both sides, I turn it inside out and I do that again. Or I just use a t-shirt or a towel and I change it out every single night. The reason being, I am pretty greasy, and most people are. You produce grease, it's like a normal thing. It's a good thing that your body does. And changing out the pillow sheets ensures that you're not getting that grease on your face. Like that old grease on your face every single night and clogging your pores and, you know, getting that bacteria into your pores while you're sleeping. Oh, that's really important. I also, and this is recent, but I noticed that I would get pimples on my chin or my jawline or my neck. And I realized it was from pulling up my covers so close to my face, and that grease was also causing breakouts. So now, like, I'll go to bed with, a shirt. I like my neck to be warm while I'm sleeping, so I'll go to bed with a clean cloth of some kind, so I can pull that up to my neck. That does really help. And then I think working out and sweating enough is a really good way for your body to detox.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So sweat if you can, and then what else do I do? Oh, I also use ice on my skin like a few times a week, not every single day because that can get kind of harsh. Or if I feel like a pimple is forming, I'll put ice on it. Be careful, because some people are really sensitive to ice. You can burn your skin with ice, ironically. So be careful with that. Do your own research. But I usually do that when a new pimple is forming, because I find that it just kind of helps. Apart from that, I cannot take credit completely for my skin. I think a lot of it has to do with genetics, so I don't want to sit here and tell you, like, you have breakouts because you are not as hygienic as I am. Like, obviously not. I expose myself. I don't shower every day. So, I've been blessed with good skin, and I also have learned how to take care of my skin. And I really do think that those things help. And the reason I got this little boy was, I had the worst period like I've ever had this past week. It was awful. And I blame that on a really poor diet the past month. And really, like, the week leading up to my period, I was eating just a lot of fatty foods, a lot of processed stuff, and not eating enough vegetables. So, and not working out enough either. So my period was much worse. Also, our water wasn't working for a few days, and so I wasn't able to clean my face as often as I would like. So again, I don't recommend not washing your face. I only recommend you do that in moderation, because I didn't wash my face and for like longer than I usually do that, and then I paid for that dearly. So there you go. That is a few of my tips on how I in general avoid breakouts. Of course, everyone gets pimples. Maybe if you're really stressed out, or maybe something in your diet triggers it, it's completely normal. And like, yeah, people notice it, but they do not notice it as much as you think that they are noticing it. And no one is judging you for having pimples. Like, that's just, it happens. So, you know, and we're all gonna age and wish that we had, you know, what we had when we were younger, and be like, why did I complain so much when I was younger? Now I have all these new problems, and I wish I had just been grateful. And I think that's a theme for most people. When they get older, they're like, I wish I would have realized what I had when I was younger and just been happy and not cared so much how I look. So, you're beautiful the way you are, and I want you to enjoy, just enjoy where you're at in your life. Let's say you're 75 years old, enjoy that. I mean, you have so much knowledge and wisdom and experiences. You know that life is more about the experiences and the relationships and love and God. I'm a Christian, so there you go. It's more about God than anything else. And if you're young right now, here's your wake-up call that you should enjoy life right now. You're not gonna wish that you had spent more time agonizing over your skin when you're 80 years old. Or maybe you will. I don't know. I've never been 80. Don't listen to me. You are next. Are you ready? Okay. I'm really excited. Alright. First, I'm going to brush your hair back. Where's that ponytail? And hold your hair back to if you have any beauty products that you really like gua sha. I've been seeing a lot of stuff about gua sha recently, or a mask that you really love, or a company that you really love that has good products, or a face cream that you swear by, or even better, a completely natural household item that you use for your skin or your teeth or anything, let me know. I'm super interested. I know my skincare routine is not perfect, and having a greasy face probably isn't the best way to keep my skin moisturized. So, I'm open to your opinions and perspectives. Okay. Now I'm going to brush your hair back so that I can apply the face mask to you. What I would really really love is to find a brand of skincare that is all natural and is something you don't have to use like every single day, because I think there could be too much of a good thing, and I want my skin to be like as natural as possible. So okay, now I'm gonna use this ponytail holder. Just tie it back. There. Okay, are you ready? I'm just gonna use the same. Oh, and I need to be keeping track of the clock so I don't keep this on for too long. As you see, it kind of turns into this, it's a clay mask, so it kind of turns into a solid, dried form, kind of crusty. Very cool. I like it. Maybe it will heal my pimple. Okay. Now, I have your brush. Let's see if I can make this more aesthetic. Nope. Starting on the side of your face, and then going into your cheeks. Doesn't it feel great? I think that refrigerating it was a really good idea, because now it's just like a cool feeling. It does restrict your facial expression. Now I'm gonna go into the forehead. Can you take me seriously? Well, you look just as funny as I do now. Okay. Neighbor is still working hard to mow the lawn. That is procrastination at its finest. Literally, 5 minutes before it downpours, you're out there cutting the rims. Edges, rims, whatever. I'm going in your chin a little. Okay, and then now down your nose. A This is the best part for me. I love the feeling. And then around your nostrils. And then just filling in anywhere. Yours off as well. So I went and I got a bowl of water and this washcloth. It's pretty soft, fresh, and I'm just going to get it a little bit wet and wash it off. I found that the clay mask washed off really well. I just took a shower and washed it off. So just use this. I'm just going to it's coming off quite nicely. I think I really do like this mask, actually. If anything, I mean, I don't know if it helped my pimple at all, but if anything, it just made my face smell really good and it felt really nice on my skin. And, like, refreshing. It was gonna have, like, for some reason, because of the picture on the front, it has like some salt crystals or something. I thought it might have a little bit of that in the clay mask, which it didn't, which is totally fine. But that might have been nice to have a bit of exfoliation as you're taking the mask off, you know? I would say a 10 out of 10 experience. Maybe not. Okay, a 10 out of 10. 8 out of 10. I enjoyed it a lot. My little exfoliator brush in the shower, since it didn't have those exfoliating crystals or salt granules. So that's about it. Your face is now clean. Feel nice. Okay. There you go. So I would say that this was a success. Freeman, feeling beautiful. Auntie's dress, Dead Sea Minerals clay mask. Now I just need to clean everything up and be good to go. So I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. And I will be talking to you very soon. I love you. Please take care of yourself. Please be kind to yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. I'll see you soon.
Okay. 89%
of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.